You're listening to the Quizzable Cast, episode 56 for the 2012 NEQT ICT.
So, this is round four between Northwestern and Notre Dame. Northwestern, can I get names? You guys also want to buzz a check?
Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-A-D.
Tom.
Daniel.
Alex.
Alright, Notre Dame.
Alright, I'll start. Tyler.
B.
Lights.
Matt M.
All of the lights.
I have a dad like yourself.
Sarah, no age.
I don't have that much, actually.
The no age?
More the summer.
Okay.
They don't start until the summer.
Good time, Mason. Northwestern, Notre Dame, round four. Team's ready. Here you go, toss one. What about teams? One of this man's novels, Griselda's sexy and disease-free body is praised by her father, who digs for buried gold on his land, part of which is set aside for the church. Another novel features Bessie, a woman with a boneless nose, and Pearl, the 12-year-old life of love, Bensie. The characters of Ty Ty Walden and Jeter Lester are created by, for 10 points, what author of God's Little Acre and Tobacco Road?
Cardinal College?
Well, hell, dude.
That's the other guy.
Yes.
Lewis?
No, Erskine Caldwell. Yeah. Next topic. One opposition party in this nation is Helen Zille's the Democratic Alliance. Yes.
South Africa.
15 is your bonus. Nice. A double form of this process can convert an even-even nucleus into another even-even nucleus. For 10 points each, name this process that results in the emission of an electron.
Beta decay.
The long half-life of even-even nuclei against double beta decay reflects their large values for this quantity, the energy needed to separate a nucleus into free protons and neutrons.
Ionization.
Dissociation.
What?
Answer, please.
Go for it.
Dissociation.
Binding energy. Beta decay also results in emission of the electron variety of this particle.
Positron?
No, antineutrino. 10 points. Next toss-up. Yeah. This king selected John Balliol in a Scottish succession crisis called the Great Cause. When his father, Henry III, didn't sign the provisions of Oxford... Yes?
Edward First?
15 is your bonus. For 10 points each, name these artists who created works advertising a business. This man's Garçon shop sign exaggerated the size of that art dealer's store. He's better known for leisurely fête galante scenes.
What's
up? The title blacksmith holds the reins of a horse in Ferrier's signboard by this artist of The Wrath of the Medusa.
Jericho.
This man depicted a barmaid, a bowl of oranges, and a bottle of Bass ale in a bar at the Folies Bergère.
Manet.
That's 5:30. Next toss-up. This work describes the belief that most deaths around Northumberland occur at ebb tide. One section describes the Peruvian custom of peruas, which are the corn husks dressed in rich garments. It discusses the murder of a priest king at Nemi. Yes?
Golden Bough.
For 10. Here's your bonus. It is typically administered during using about 10 cards from a set of 31. For 10 points each, name this projective psychological test that, unlike a similar inkblot test, asks subjects to tell stories based on a series of pictures.
Rorschach.
Answer, please.
Rorschach.
Thematic apperception test. The designer of the TAT test, James McClellan, identified affiliation, power, and achievement as three of these psychic factors. Some other ones were arranged in a pyramidal hierarchy by Maslow.
Needs?
Okay.
Answer, please.
Needs?
The aforementioned inkblot test is due to this German psychologist.
Rorschach.
20 on the bonus. Next toss-up. Carol Irazovsky linked this two-word epithet to the cinema in a 1924 article. In 1700, it, along with Mexican Phoenix, was used to refer to Sor Juana Inez de la Cruz. It also denotes the authors of the lines, "He appears to me that one equal to the gods, and if ever two were one, then surely we." Sappho earned for 10 points what epithet that an English publisher applied to Anne Bradstreet, likely, yes?
Muse?
Prompt.
10th Muse.
Good for 10. Here's your bonus. The title character eventually falls in love with Olga Larina. For 10 points each, name this novel in verse in which the title character kills the poet Vladimir Lenski in a duel.
Eugene Onegin.
This Russian author of Boris Godunov wrote Eugene Onegin.
Pushkin.
This other poem by Pushkin, a statue of Peter the Great seems to murder Yevgeny. Answer, please.
the stones.
The bronze horseman, 20 in the bonus, six toss up. Dialects spoken with this archipelagic nation include Rodriguean Creole and Agalega Creole. It lies within the Mascarene Islands, along with the French Overseas Department of Réunion. Once named, yes,
Mauritius.
Good for 15. Here's your bonus. In August 2011, Republicans in Congress announced their opposition to extending a tax break for 10 points each. That tax reduced employee contributions to this entitlement program by 2 percentage points on the first $106,800 of income.
Social Security.
This act, known by its four-letter abbreviation, allows the government to require employers to withhold both Social Security and Medicare taxes from paychecks.
Jobs. Yeah. Jobs Act?
No, FICA. Oh. FICA. The Social Security tax has been criticized as belonging to this class of taxes whose rate decreases with rising income.
Progressive tax.
Yeah, it's 20 bonus. Next toss up. This device often uses electrochemically etched tungsten wire for a component moved by piezoelectric element to maintain constant current. Ruska shared the Nobel with its inventors, Rohrer and Binning. A small bias applied across a gap of a few angstroms between the sample surface and its tip allows current to cross a classically forbidden barrier. For 10 points, name this device that images surfaces at atomic scales. Yes?
Electron microscope?
No penalty. Yes?
Transmittance.
No, scanning tunneling microscope. Next toss-up. This author wrote about being assisted by Dr. J.B. Hubble during such events as the Mount Vernon cyclone in a book subtitled Glimpse of Fieldwork. She was instrumental in getting the U.S. to ratify the first Geneva Convention, and James Dunn coined her best-known nickname at the Battle of Antietam. For 10 points, name this angel of the battlefield. Yes?
Barton.
Good for 10. Here's your guess. For 10 points each, name these games that have been included in Humble Indie Bundles. Tim collects puzzle pieces in this platformer by jumping on enemies, opening doors with keys, and rewinding time.
Portal.
Portal.
Raid. This physics-based puzzle game by Kyle Gabler and Ron Carmel. The title substance is built into structures to bring it to the exit pipe.
It's like water. Where's my water?
Answer, please.
Where's my water?
World of Goo. One must research xenobiology and stronger coffee to defeat the Eridanius Phasmatis, Oculus Rex, and other title enemies in this tower defense game.
I have no idea.
Answer, please.
Soldiers.
Revenge of the Titans. No points. Next toss-up. One character in this film misreads the phrase Duke of Death as Duck of Death while perusing the biography of English Bob. Quick Mike slashes the face of Delilah, a whore at Greeley's Tavern, where a climactic fight kills Sheriff Little Bill, a part that won an Oscar for Gene Hackman. Retired gunfighter William Money is the protagonist of For 10 Points. What Oscar-winning 1992 Western directed by Clint Eastwood? Yes?
Unforgiven.
Good for 10. Here's your bonus. It asks what the title figures would say. Did their Catullus walk that way? For 10 points each. Name that this poem about bald heads forgetful of their sins who edit and annotate the lines written by young men tossing on their beds. Answer, please.
No.
The Scholars. This poet of the Second Coming wrote The Scholars.
Kipling.
W.B. Yeats. This other Yeats poem notes that too long a sacrifice can make a stone of the heart and concludes that a terrible beauty is born.
Sailing to Byzantium?
No, Easter 1916. No points. Next time. This person is known in Marcus Girard's Ditchley portrait and wears the Three Brothers jewel in the Ermine portrait by court painter Nicholas Hilaire. Roger Ascham served as tutor and Latin secretary to this ruler who claimed, "I have reigned with your loves" in the Golden Speech and used the pet name Pug in a verse exchange with her courtier, Sir Walter Raleigh. For 10 points, yes.
Elizabeth I.
It's good for 10. One man began at the National Shrine of the Little Flower before founding the National Union for Social Justice. For 10 points each, name that Roman Catholic priest and activist whose social justice-oriented radio broadcast gradually turned anti-Semitic.
Father McCaughlin.
McCaughlin.
Coughlin would support William Lemke, the Union Party candidate, in the 1936 presidential election after this man, his original preference, was assassinated.
Huey Long.
Yeah, Huey Long.
Long founded this redistributive social justice group that used the slogan, "Every man a king."
Share wealth.
Yeah.
Share wealth.
30, next toss-up. This character created a set of flea slippers out of melted wax and claims that gnats make noise through their tails in response to a query by his business partner, Cherophon. After one of his pupils displays his aptitude for wrong logic, his school is burned down by Strepsiades. The head of the thinkery in Aristotle... Yes?
Socrates?
Good for 10. Here's your bonus. For 10 points each, name these people or things associated with chickens. This company prevailed in the sick chicken case. The Supreme Court used the non-delegation doctrine to strike down the live poultry code.
Tyson.
Schechter. The title object of this William Carlos Williams poem is Glazed with Rain Water Beside the White Chickens.
Red Wheelbarrow.
This musical work has one movement entitled Ballet of the Unhatched Chicks and another called Tuileries.
No.
Pictures at an exhibition.
20 in the bonus, next toss-up. The removal of a tree from this region took place during Operation Paul Bunyan in the aftermath of the Axe murder incident. Among the sites in this region are one of the world's largest flagpoles in a Potemkin village, four infiltration tunnels, the Bridge of No Return, and the village... Yes?
The Militarized Zone?
That's correct. 10, here's your bonus. The square root of H bar times big G over C cubed is approximately 1.6 times 10 to the negative 35th meters. For 10 points each, name that unit of length.
Yeah. I think probably plank, right?
Yeah. Plank
length? Stephen Hawking proved that the absolute entropy of these astronomical objects equals the Boltzmann constant times their surface area divided by 4 times the square of the Planck length.
Black hole.
One can generate non-anthropocentric Planck units by setting this many physical constants to unity. Doing so also makes the Planck length equal to 1.
This many?
Answer, please.
4, 5.
5.
Oh.
So that's a 20. That's 20 on the bonus.
It was 10 or 20.
They got They got Planck length and they got black hole.
Okay. So at the half, I have Northwestern at 140 and Notre Dame at 145.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is such a you guys powered like one question. I think you powered the first question. So
yeah.
You good?
Yes.
Toss three.
Yeah. You very good. All right. We're going to toss 13.
This is a very fast-paced game.
So are the teams ready?
Yeah.
13, open both teams, good luck. This NHL franchise was previously known as the Kansas City Scouts and Colorado Rockies. During the shortened 1995 season, Conn Smythe winner Claude Lemieux led it to a sweep over Detroit and its first championship. Its most recent Stanley Cup game in 2003 when it defeated the Mighty Ducks behind Vezina Trophy winning goalkeeper Martin Brodeur. For 10 points, name this NHL team based in Newark. Yes.
The Devils.
Yes, I can take that. This doctor lived his final years in Brazil after assuming the identity of his dead friend Wolfgang Gerhardt. For 10 points each, name this Nazi whose torture of his patients during the Holocaust earned him the nickname Angel of Death.
Mengele
was the chief doctor at Birkenau, the primary killing facility of this concentration camp in Poland.
What was it?
Auschwitz.
Mengele was an officer of this paramilitary group devoted to Nazi ideology that was run by Heinrich Himmler. After the war, it supposedly operated the Odessa Network.
Stalin or SS?
S, please?
SS.
30 on the bonus, next toss-up. The appearance of this entity may result from ultraviolet irradiation of dredged-up chromophores. Lying near a similar oval BA, it may have been first observed in 1665 by Gian Domenico Cassini. This anticyclonic system is usually found in the South Equatorial Belt, and its diameter is slightly larger than that of Earth. Yes?
This is the Great Red Spot?
That's good for 10. Here's your bonus. For 10 points each, name these celebrity chefs. This Georgian owner of the Lady and Sons restaurant makes heavy use of butter in her multiple Food Network shows.
Paula Deen.
This expert on Greek and Southern cooking has been on Iron Chef America since 2005. She has a namesake restaurant at San Francisco International Airport.
Catacora.
Yes. This ponytailed former star of Iron Chef America has opened multiple restaurants with Joseph Bastianich and stars in the ABC daytime series The Chew.
Mario Batali.
That's good. 30 more. This composer taught Fritz Reiner and Sir Georg Stolte and wrote a 10-movement symphonic poem influenced by Richard Strauss about the national hero Kossuth.
Bartok.
15, here's your bonus. The baptism of Jesus and the wedding at Cana are two of the five mysteries added to the Catholic canon by Pope John Paul II in 2002. For 10 points each, name these those mysteries that join joyful, sorrowful, and glorious.
Mysteries of the Rosary.
Yeah.
Mysteries of the Rosary?
Luminous mysteries. Mysteries are prayed on Thursdays using this set of beads.
The Rosary.
The Rosary consists of large beads separated by 10 small beads. This text is recited upon encountering each large bead.
Our Father.
Good. 20 in the bonus. Next toss-up. together with Kenzen, Arthur Capper. The name of this chair of the House Judiciary Committee appears on a 1922 act that protects farmers from antitrust laws. He is better known for authoring a law passed over Woodrow Wilson's veto that was written by Wayne Wheeler of the Anti-Saloon League. For 10 points, identify this Minnesotan whose namesake 1919 act gave this...
Bolstead
by 10. 5 points per country. Name these nations involved in disputes successfully resolved by the League of Nations. These two European countries nearly went to war over ownership of the Åland Islands. The League ordered their current owner to guarantee linguistic freedom.
Sweden and Finland.
These two countries disputed the ownership of Upper Silesia. The League split the territory, putting an end to a series of uprisings
Germany
in 1919, 1920, and 1921.
Go for it. Germany and
Poland. The war between these two countries was averted in 1926 when one accepted the awarding of the city of Mosul to the other. Give the soon-to-be independent country not its mandatory power.
That's it all.
Answer, please.
Iraq.
And?
Iran.
No, Iraq and Turkey. 25 on the bonus. Next toss-up. Truton's rule states that this quantity changes by a constant in one process, and it is given for a monatomic gas by the Secour-Tétrault equation. For any phase equilibrium, the gradient of pressure with temperature is proportional to the change in this quantity, and the Clausius equality requires it to be a state function. For 10 points, name this property related to the logarithm of the number of microstates by Boltzmann. Yes.
Entropy.
Number 10. Here's your bonus. People with Bell's palsy may have to wear an eye patch to undergo smile surgery. For 10 points each, Bell's palsy results from a malfunction of the facial nerve, one of these 12 pairs of nerves that begin in the brain rather than the spinal cord.
Oh, crap.
Answer, please.
Vagus nerve.
Cranial nerves. Some cases of Bell's palsy may be caused by type 1 of this virus, which also induces cold sores. Its type 2 leads to watery blisters on the genitals.
Herpes.
Because Bell's palsy affects the facial nerve, it also affects innervation of the muscle that stabilizes this small bone connected to the oval window. Answer, please.
Incus.
Stapes. 10 on the bonus. Next toss-up. The sun crow has three of this body part, of which survived the kitchen god's self-immolation. The goddess Ji Wang Mu healed this body part of Li Tieguai, the first of the eight immortals, who used an iron implement to deal with his deficient one. This body part of the divine smith Volund was crippled, as was Aphrodite's husband's. For 10 points, yes?
Lake.
10. Good for 10. This lake's southern sub-basin, Wainamarca, is the source of the Desaguadero River. For 10 points each, name this highest commercially navigable lake in the world straddling the southern border of Peru.
Lake Titicaca.
Defer.
Lake Titicaca. Lake Titicaca drains to Lake Limpopo in this landlocked nation.
Bolivia.
Lake Titicaca lies within this Andean high plain, the most extensive region of high plateau outside Tibet.
Alpha Playa.
That's right. Three of the bonus. The Masatomo Kuraya photograph of this complex was the original album art for a recent piece commissioned by Kronos Quartet from Steve Risch. It is the site of James Marsh's 2008 documentary Man on Wire, and Minoru Yamasaki's firm built its 210-story buildings. Daniel Lipskin is overseeing its reconstruction, including the Freedom Tower. For 10, yes?
The World Trade Center.
That's good for 10. Cal Stefanides changes his name to Kali in a 2002 novel about three generations of Greek hermaphrodites. For 10 points each, name that 2002 novel.
Middlesex.
Defer.
Middlesex?
This author of The Virgin Suicides wrote Middlesex.
Eugenides?
Cal works at a burlesque show in this city that is the setting for Amy Tan's The Joy Luck Club and Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City.
Gross Point.
San Francisco, 20 in the bonus.
Last time out.
Timeout's called?
Score check and how many toss-ups left.
We are going to toss up 20.
Mm-hmm. The score is 215 for Northwestern and 310 for Notre Dame. You guys ready?
Okay,
yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to toss up number 20. Here we go. Two molecules of this substance condense in the first step of the malabsorbate pathway. ATP citrate lyase links its synthesis with histone modifications mediated by HATs. This molecule with a high energy thioester linkage is produced by the pyruvate dihydrogenase complex after glycolysis. Two carbon atoms are added to oxaloacetate in the first step of the Krebs cycle by, for 10 points, what modified coenzyme?
Rubisco.
No penalty.
Coenzyme A?
No, I can't take that. Acetyl coenzyme A. No points. At the opening of this work, the master of revels, Philostrate, is told to stir up the Athenian youth to merriment in preparation for a marriage that will take place 4 days later. In it, Aegeus wants Demetrius to marry his daughter, but Hermia weds Lysander. Yes?
You
for 10. Here's your bonus.
Good job.
The Van Cliburn competition is a musical contest involving a keyboard instrument. For 10 points each, name that instrument that was also the subject of one of the original divisions of the International Tchaikovsky competition.
Piano.
This Chinese pianist performed during the 2008 Summer Olympics opening ceremony and received a Grammy nomination for his 2007 recording of Beethoven's First and Fourth Piano Concertos.
Lang Lang.
This pianist composed a minuet in G in a Fantaisie Polonaise and served as Prime Minister of Poland in 1919.
Poniatowski.
No, I can't take this. Paderewski to get 10 bonus next pass up. The central figure of this work remarks that expressing oneself badly does some harm to the soul and cheerfully says he should be buried in any way his friend's life if they can catch him. At the end, Echecrates learns how the central figure told Crito that they owe a cock to Asclepius. After presenting arguments for the immortality of the soul, Socrates drinks hemlock in for 10 points.
The apology?
Negative 5. In for 10 points, what Platonic dialogue? Yes?
Nicomachean.
No, Phaedo. Next lesson. Phaedo. Fulk of Neuilly called for this campaign, which Geoffrey of Villehardouin chronicled. Boniface of Montferrat led one side of this campaign, which saw Zara recaptured from the Hungarians by Enrico Dandolo. Baldwin of Flanders established the Latin Empire after this
Fourth Crusade.
That's correct for 10. Here's your bonus. The force of these entities can be measured by the Beaufort scale. For 10 points each, name these bulk movements of air.
They are tornadoes.
Go
like tornadoes.
Winds. This name is applied to the process of pertaining to the ability of wind to shape the surface of the earth.
Erosion.
No, aeolian processes or eolian processes. These entities created through aeolian processes come in two basic types, dubbed Barkan and Saif by Ralph Alger Bagnold.
What?
Nope.
Answer, please.
No answer.
Sand dunes. No points. Next toss-up. Changes to the frequency of this effect are described by the Sauerbrey equation. It cannot occur in cubic class 432 or in objects with an inversion center, so there are 20 possible point groups for the structures displaying it. Timekeeping is often aided by oscillators using this phenomenon in crystals like quartz. For 10 points, name this effect in which stress creates a potential difference and thus electricity. Yes?
Piezoelectric.
That's right. Piezoelectric. For 10 points each, what literary works feature these counts? Count Isidore Ottavio Baldassare Fosco, created by Wilkie Collins. Answer, please.
Redemption.
The Woman in White. Count Guido Franceschini, created by Robert Browning. Answer, please.
Del Sarto.
The Ring and the Book. Donatello, the Count of Monte Beni, created by Nathaniel Hawthorne. Answer, please.
The House of the Seven Gables.
The Marble Faun, no point of the
game. So final score is Northwestern 220, Notre Dame 340.
Yep. Okay, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.